Let us all say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Can we sing hymn 25? Hymn 25. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For tonight's family altar, we will discuss Psalms number 19. Let us read through Psalms number 19. In the name of Jesus, I read. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and is circled to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is a great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquaint me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servants for presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me, then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So, this is the content of Psalms number 19. Let's see the superscription. The superscription here says, for the choir director, a Psalms of David. So once again, for the choir director, probably this is a worship or liturgical notation, indicating either that the Psalms was to be added to the collection of words to be used by the choir director in Israel worship services, or that when the Psalms was used in the temple worship, it was to be spoken by the leader of the Levitical choir or by the choir itself. And then this is a psalm, so it is a song accompanied by a string musical instrument. This Psalm 19 is under the category of the Torah Psalm. Let us see what is this psalm about. Let's see the content. What is this psalm about? Let us see verse 14 first. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So here we can see the psalmist present this hymn, this song, as a praise offering or sacrifice to the Lord. So here, the psalmist present this hymn as a praise offering or sacrifice to the Lord. Thus here, we can see the request that this song be a suitable act of worship before God. And this word acceptable normally is used for those sacrifices. So that is to say, the psalmist present this hymn as a praise offering to the Lord, and thus the request that this song be a suitable act of worship before God. And then here we can see that this is a hymn praising enthusiastically the works and the word of God. So it is a hymn, a song, praising enthusiastically the works and the words of God. The works as revealed to all by the stereo heavens. That is to say, God's glory reflected in creation. Can see this in verses 1 to 6. And then the words of God given to Israel. The words of God, the law of the Lord which has been given to Israel. We can see from verses 7 to 13. So here we can see this is a hymn to praise enthusiastically the works and also the words of God. Let's go through these psalms. Let's see the first part. The first part that is to say verses 1 to 6. But now, let's see verses 1 to 4, the upper part first. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the works of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the ends of the world. So here, in this first part, verses 1 to 4a, we can see the silent heavens speak, declaring the glory of the Maker to all who are on the earth. Therefore, we can see how through the creation, from the creation, it revealed to us about God, and then God's glory reflected in creation. Here, we can see verse 1, telling, and then declaring. And then verse 2, calls forth and then reveal knowledge. So the creationer, that is to say, to tell, to declare, to pour forth, to reveal the knowledge, also manifest God's wisdom and power in creation. We can see the works of God. There is no speech, nor are there words. Voice is not heard, but then their line or their speech has gone out to all the earth and their utterances to the ends of the world. So God's creation declare to us, this maker, God is the creator. And then the next part, verses 4b to 6. 4b to 6. So here we can see the heavens are the divinely pitched tent for the sun. For the sun. And then this sun, it makes its daily triumphant sweep across the whole extent of the heavens and pour out its heat, which can be felt on every creature. So here we can see in them he has placed a tent for the sun. That is to say, so the heavens are a divinely pitched tent for the sun. And then the sun, verse 6, it rises from one end of the heavens and is circled to the other end of them. There's nothing hidden from its heat. So like verse 5, the lower part, it described to us how the sun, likened to this strong man, it rejoices as a strong man to run his course. So the sun, we can see, rising from one end of the heavens and is circled to the other end of them. Or how we are able to see the sun daily triumphantly sweep across the whole extent of the heaven and pour out its heat on every creature. Or just like a strong man rejoices to run his course. And then verse 5 says, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. So it depicts picture to us the imagery of how just like this bridegroom coming out of his chamber, how this bridegroom to bring brightness, cheerfulness and joy. So how we can see the sun to bring brightness, cheerfulness and joy to all creatures, the creation of God. So in this first part, we can see how the works of God revealed to all through the creation. And then it reflects God's glory. Let's see the second part. The second part. From verses 7 to 13. Verses 7 to 13. Here we can see the praise of the words of God. So these words of God are revealed, the law of the Lord which has been given to Israel. Let us see verses 7 to 10. Verses 7 to 10. Here we can see a rhythmic celebration of the life-nurturing effect of the Lord's revealed law. So here, the Lord's revealed law able to bring life-nurturing effects of the law, the Word of God. Let us see verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. 9, lower part. The judgment of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of the honeycomb. So here we can see how the life-nurturing effect of the Lord's revealed law. So it describes to us God's word, God's word. The law, the word of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The precepts of the Lord are right. The commandment of the Lord is pure. The judgment of the Lord are true. So we can see God's word is so good. What can it help? It restore the soul. It make wise the simple. It rejoice the heart. It enlightens the eyes. And then, it is righteousness. So, verse 10, they are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. So here we can see, God's word is so good. And then we can see the life nurturing effect of the words of the Lord. Therefore, man, we must desire it more than gold. And then it is so sweet as the honey. And then, let's continue to see. From verse 11 to 13. 11 to 13. So, we can see the law, the words of God, marks the way that leads to life. So, the law marks the way that leads to life. So, God's word lead to life. It nurtures our life. But then, let's see verse 9, the upper part. Verse 9a. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. So, therefore then, we can see the fear of the Lord endure forever. And then, we know very well the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandment, as what Ecclesiastes tell us. This is the whole duty of man. That is to say, fear God and keep his commandment. And then, let's see verse 11. Let's see verse 11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. So man's whole duty is to fear God and to keep his commandment. And then, the servant is warned through these words. And then in fearing God. And in keeping them is great reward. But then, however, we are able to see man's moral consciousness remains flawed and imperfect. Hence, he acts without realizing it and has reason to seek pardon for hidden faults. Verse 11, moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. So, we understand very clearly the word of the Lord is the standard. It marks the way that leads to life. And then, man's whole duty is to fear God and keep his commandment. Yes, but at times, man, we do falter because of our imperfection. But then, very important, he must realize it and then to seek pardon from the Lord from the hidden faults. So here, in this psalm, we are able to see it is a hymn praising enthusiastically the works and also the words of God. But then, this psalm is also useful for us in evangelical work. Here we can see God's supreme revelation of himself. We can see God's supreme revelation of himself. How God revealed himself. Firstly, is through what we call the natural or general revelation. So this is through creation. So God revealed himself through the creation. So this is natural revelation. We can see the silent evangelist. There is no speech. There is no word. Voice is not heard. But yet, day unto day, it revealed to us knowledge. So man, that is to say, through creation, through observing the creation, what more man, the crown of the creation of God, we can have this knowledge and wisdom that's this existence of a God, a creator. And then, God's supreme revelation of himself is revealed through what we call special revelation, that is to say, through his words. Today, the word of God portrayed to us or reflect to us the person, the character of God. Also, through God's word, through this special revelation, man can come to know God. And it is God through this word that he revealed himself. And then, we can also see human life experience as a revelation of God. Just like verses 11 to 13, we can see human life experience. God is a living God. Man, we can seek God. Man's duty is to come to know this God, to fear Him and keep His commandment. But then in our life, we experience a lot of troubles, difficulties, shortcomings. So we can turn to the Lord, especially in matters of atonement for sin, salvation. So we turn to this Lord, and man, we can have this life experience of this living God. But then, so here we can see God's supreme revelation of Himself through the general natural revelation and special revelation, also through human life experience of this living God and true God. But then, it must be followed by a humble response to the Lord, like also verse 12 and 13, to come before the Lord, to seek the Lord for His salvation. So this is what we can learn from this Psalms number 19. So we give thanks to our Lord. Now we will pray together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How do you get to 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 get
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family, author, and seer tonight. Peace be unto all.